If you will, turn your Bibles to Joshua chapter 4. Joshua chapter 4. We build memorials and monuments to remember important places, people, and events. Now, why is it important that we remember these things? Well, let's remember that history has brought us to where we are. So in our time, we celebrate July 4th to remember how we became a nation. We remember the Alamo because it was one of the most important moments in our fight for our state's independence. We've engraved the names of the victims on the 9/11 memorial so we won't forget those who died during the attacks. So we have a responsibility to educate the younger generation about history and these past events, and memorials help us do this. In fact, in the Bible, we see that God uses memorials. In Joshua chapter 3, God commands the priests to carry the Ark of the Covenant across the Jordan. God says that when they step in the Jordan, the waters will be cut off, allowing them to cross. And in Joshua chapter 3, we read why God commands them to do it this way. In Joshua 3, verse 10, Joshua said, "By this you shall know that the living God is among you." And in the following verses, we see that God does exactly what he said he would do. They crossed the Jordan with no problem. But we see that God also commands something else from these Israelites. In Joshua chapter 4, I'm going to start in verse 1. "When all the nation had finished passing over the Jordan, the Lord said to Joshua, 'Take 12 men from the people, from each tribe a man, and command them, saying, Take 12 stones from here out of the midst of the Jordan, from the very place where the priest's feet stood firmly, and bring them over with you, and lay them down in the place where you lodge tonight.' Then Joshua called the 12 men from the people of Israel, whom he had appointed, a man from each tribe. And Joshua said to them, 'Pass on before the ark of the Lord your God into the midst of the Jordan, and take up each of you a stone upon his shoulder, according to the number of the tribes of the people of Israel, that this may be a sign among you. When your children ask in time to come, what did these stones mean to you? Then you shall tell them that the waters of the Jordan were cut off before the ark of the covenant of the Lord. When it passed over the Jordan, the waters of the Jordan were cut off. So these stones shall be to the people of Israel a memorial forever.'" That's such an interesting detail in the passage. You may be wondering, why set up the stone memorial? Well, the purpose of this was to not only retell the story of how God led his people into the promised land, this was also a reminder that God will continue to provide for his people. So this table set before us is a reminder of what Jesus has done. This morning, we come to the table to celebrate this memorial. In 1 Corinthians chapter 11, we read that this memorial achieves a few purposes. 1 Corinthians chapter 11, starting in verse 24. "And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, 'This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me.' In the same way also, he took the cup after supper, saying, 'This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me.'" So when we take the bread, which represents his body, we are to remember his sacrifice, how he was beaten and hung up on a cross for us. When we drink the cup, we remember his blood that established the new covenant. From this new covenant comes the forgiveness of our sins and the restored relationship that we can have with him. Let's pick it back up in verse 26. "For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes." I want you to pay attention to that. When we take the Lord's Supper, we proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. When we take this, we are reminding ourselves that the Lord has delivered his people from sin. But pay attention to the last three words of verse 26, "until he comes." This memorial gives us hope because the Lord's Supper, it reminds us of his resurrection and the future that we will have with them after this life. So the stone memorial in Joshua 4 is served as a reminder of what the Lord has done for his people. This memorial of the Lord's Supper, it reminds us of Jesus' death on the cross. It allows us to reflect on this present covenant, and it helps us anticipate the future when he returns. But with that in mind, this memorial needs to mean something personally. In Joshua chapter 4, verse 6, Joshua said, "Let this be a sign among you, so that when your children ask later, saying, 'What do these stones mean to you?'" You see, this memorial was more than just a pile of stones. Again, it was a reminder that God has and will continue to provide for his people. It had a personal meaning for the people of Israel. So if we were to ask ourselves, what does the Lord's Supper mean to me? Well, this memorial becomes personal. Because when we eat from the bread and drink the cup, we think about Jesus' sacrifice. We are reminded that he did this to save us from our individual sins so that we can be reunited with him. This is the time when we need to examine ourselves and see if our hearts are right before God. This memorial reminds us that because of what Jesus has done, we respond by living a life of faithfulness and gratitude until he comes. We have observed this memorial of the Lord's Supper for generations. And as we continue to partake, his sacrifice will continue to be remembered and proclaimed until he comes.